In the age of online classifieds, some people still use the old-school method, posting flyers or business cards on bulletin boards around town. WYSO's Bulletin Board Diaries series brings you some of the stories behind these Miami Valley ads. Today, we visit the home of a Xenia woman who works as a doula. Doulas are trained professionals who provide support to women before, during, and just after childbirth. WYSO's Jerry Kenny has the story.
Sure. It's a quiet summer evening outside the Xenia home of Michael and Lisa Anderson. But inside, it's a world of women and small children.
Wow.
Are you ready?
This is Lisa Anderson's world. As a certified doula for the last 2 years, she provides support services for women and their babies in the delivery room. On the carpeted floor, three infants play with brightly colored toys. Their tiny hands and fingers push and slap at the noise-making buttons, dials, and knobs. And perhaps the quietest member of the group is Buffy, the Andersons' adorable Cairn Terrier.
That one's for sale.
The children cast an inquisitive look my way. Cheerful Eden is 10 months old. She flashes me a wide, semi-toothless grin, then crawls a short distance to sit at my feet and say hello.
She wants to sit on my shoe.
Eden and 8-month-old Kyson are here with their moms, women Lisa has worked with in the last year. She typically works with 5 or 6 clients a year.
Your business card states, never alone.
Never alone, doula service. Yeah, I really feel like I was created to be a support to women.
With her 7.5-month-old grandson Josiah perched on her knee, Lisa tells me about her work as a doula.
My goal is to help my client have the birth they want. And I work with all women, whether they want to go completely natural, no medication, or whether they want to have an epidural. You could even hold someone's hand during a C-section.
Doulas are different than midwives in that the support they provide during childbirth is physical and emotional rather than medical. Lisa says research shows doulas have a positive impact on birth outcomes for mothers and babies. But doula services are often not covered by insurance. Lisa is part of an organization pushing for more health plans to cover certified doula services.
Studies have shown that doulas reduce the likelihood of a C-section by 50%. So that would be a huge cost-saving reason to be covering these kind of services.
Lisa started working as a doula after a friend asked if she'd be there for her in the delivery room.
And that was my first exposure to being a doula. And so I ended up being with her for all 5 of her eventual children and then 4 of my own. And so, yeah, I was really growing passionate about childbirth and making it a positive, supportive environment for moms.
First-time mom Jenny Holmstrom is one of Lisa's clients. She says having a doula by her side really helped, especially when her hopes for a natural childbirth didn't go as planned.
My plan was to deliver in the water and have, you know, this beautiful birth. And because I risked out due to such a late-term birth, we had to go to the hospital. And I got hooked up to an IV, a heart rate monitor, a contraction monitor, a blood pressure monitor. And it was just awful. And I was angry and upset.
Jenny was induced on a Thursday afternoon, but didn't deliver her son Kyson until a day and a half later.
So my situation was so far from what I wanted, but Lisa helped reassure us throughout the process and helped us navigate things.
Centerville resident Katie Matthews only met Lisa a month before her daughter Eden's birth, but says having Anderson in the delivery room was the right decision. She says Lisa advocated for her needs during the baby's birth.
It was a blessing for her to be in the room just because of the energy that she brought into the room for me and my family. I feel like she took the stress away from my husband and my mom so they could just be there for me instead of feeling like they had to know what was going on or be able to fix what was going on. Like, Lisa was there to communicate with the doctors and communicate that back to us. And so that was amazing.
As Lisa, Jenny, and Katie fall into a spirited conversation about their experiences, it's clear the bonds they developed in the delivery room and before continue today. Lisa says it's gratifying to help women during such a meaningful moment in their lives.
It's a total privilege to be part of this. Every time is a miracle. So I feel really honored when people invite me to be part of it with them.
And after raising and homeschooling her own kids, Lisa now loves helping those women welcome their children into the world. For WYSO's Bulletin Board Diaries, I'm Jerry Kenny.